Brownsville City Commission Highlights for April 15, 2025 Meeting. The Brownsville City Commission convened on Tuesday, August 15, 2025, at City Hall to approve essential infrastructure improvements and recognize milestone achievements in civic service. The Commission began the meeting with a proclamation recognizing Leadership Brownsville's 40th anniversary, commending the organization for cultivating over 880 local leaders since 1985. A second proclamation honored the late Erasmo Castro Jr., a former Brownsville Independent School District Trustee, community advocate, and founder of Brownsville Chisma. City Manager Helen Ramirez, ICMACM, AICP, provided updates on the city's response to recent regional flooding. She praised various departments, including Public Works, Emergency Management, and the Brownsville Fire Department, for coordinated efforts, including 70 water rescues and aid deployment to impacted neighborhoods and nearby Harlingen. The Commission approved several infrastructure projects aimed at improving drainage, pedestrian access, and water monitoring. Wild Rose Lane Paving and Drainage, $2.98 million project, including sidewalks and storm improvements. Villa Los Drainage Project, $647,000 contract awarded. Culvert and Sensor Improvements, $1.55 million for water monitoring and rehabilitation of four drainage structures. The commissioners voted to reinstate a citywide ban on billboards, ending a pilot program initiated in 2023. The ordinance includes strict enforcement guidelines for signage illumination. The city also adopted updates to its historic preservation tax exemption program, adding newly qualified properties and removing those no longer in compliance. Additionally, the commission approved the annexation of 7.43 acres near US 281 and Carmen Avenue. The area is proposed for future warehouse development.